For our liturgical moment for today, I'm going to do a little bit of a shift, at least for our matins and morning prayer type services, because we've pretty much talked about all of the liturgy and matins. And so I figured that what we'd do now for a little bit was we'd talk about the hymns that we sing and talk a little bit about specifically what are the hymns trying to tell us and teach us. And so today I thought I would focus on the first one, which is 529, Since Our Great High Priest Christ Jesus. This hymn is actually pulled from our epistle text, only it's the augmented version of our epistle text. So you're not going to hear much of it for today because we actually didn't use that part for today. But it is included in the part right after our text. And it's talking about how Jesus is our high priest and what that means for us. What it means to have a person who is our high priest who suffered for us, who suffered with us, who knows what it's like to have been tempted by us, but also one who is perfect. And so one who, when he sacrificed himself, that was the end of sacrifices. We don't need to have any more sacrifices because of what our great high priest Jesus did for us. And so as we get ready to sing that song here in just a couple of seconds, I would encourage you to listen to the words as you're singing it, which I know can be a little bit difficult to do, but it's a useful skill to acquire, especially when we're doing a lot of singing.